This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's going to be called Gaiocho. Que hola, gata. Que hola, omega. And this is how we going to do it. Dale.
One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres,
I know cuatro. You want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres.
Well, because Ken and maybe Curtis were trying to create controversy during their Saturday show with regard to one of the guest hosts being at Ernie Bach's house with David Ortiz on Friday night, Ernie Bach has called the program this morning to clear up any misinformation that you are spreading.
Good.
Ernie is on the Harbor One hotline. Ernie, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Ernie, I don't know if you heard yesterday or Saturday, but Ken had his faux outrage going over the fact that one of the contestants who for Danielle's job, who shall remain nameless. Oh, no, I guess we don't have to. She doesn't have to remain nameless because you guys already mentioned it. So Courtney Cox was at your house for Friday night. I was also there. There was a big David Ortiz event. Fantastic event, by the way. Great party. You throw a great party.
Thank you.
And can you clear up whether or not there is any subterfuge going on here, anything that is amok in Denmark or what have you about how she got there?
There's no confusion. There's no controversy. You are interviewing Danielle's replacement.
Yes.
You know it's tough to replace Danielle, but you are doing it.
Yes.
And me having nothing to do with the station at all, nothing, I have an opinion just like everybody else's opinion on the radio. I happen to be a P1, mm-hmm. which, you know, might carry little weight.
Right.
Right. But I firmly believe that Courtney Cox should be the assistant. That's just the co-host. That's
really
just personally my opinion.
That is personally your opinion.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody else was great. I just thought that she was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And should get the job.
Okay. Hmm. And so, and then she was invited to attend this event by you. I had nothing to do with that.
Right. Yeah. She came with her lovely boyfriend, and I hope she had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Does that clear it up for you, Ken?
Sure.
Okay.
Come on, man. Spill the tea, Ken.
That sounds good.
Why didn't we get an invite? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, I want an invite. I see Ernie's parties all the time.
You
want to
go?
Spectacular.
You want to be invited to one of Ernie's parties? Just, they look spectacular.
They look spectacular.
Ernie, will you invite Wiggy to your next party?
Wiggy, absolutely top of the list.
All right. Okay. My man.
All right. One thing, Ernie, make sure you supply earplugs for the guests.
Well, that's the issue. That's going to be the issue with Wiggy hunting with Matt Light.
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to remain quiet in the woods? Like when it comes to stalking wabbits or whatever it is, Wiggy's going to be talking the whole time that they're out there.
Wiggy, do you develop a tic when you're quiet for too long?
Listen, my mother said, talkative people are successful people.
That's a great line.
have you gone shooting with Matt Light? before?
No. I've never gone to his shooting event. Every time.
That's awesome.
You're in for it.
Oh yeah, believe me.
Serious.
Yeah, I am too.
Full camo on the face. He's intense.
Yeah, that's the way I am. It's the only way to shoot, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie. Were you surprised that Bill and Melinda Gates didn't have a prenup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Do you think they'll just split it down the middle? They're worth $130 billion. You think they'll just split it down?
Yeah, but the thing is they got married so long ago, kind of before the whole prenup thing, from what I understand.
It was 27 years ago. So was that before the prenup thing? It doesn't matter. Why blow all the money on lawyers or whatever? If you just split it right down the middle, you got $65 billion. They're both A-okay.
Both happy.
Yeah.
I agree, but you don't necessarily, those that have gone through divorce, such as myself, you don't necessarily think that clear once you're in it. Once you're slugging, once you're in it, once you're fighting, you don't think like that.
Right. Hey, you have an event coming up for Music Drives Us, your charitable effort, and I want you to tell us about it before you go.
Right. This is Music Drives Us, excuse me, first event in 16 months. We're having a live event at the parking lot next to Great Woods, a band called Generation 3, and opening up is Natalie Jolly. You know Natalie Jolly. Yes. Has done stuff for you. She's very, very good. And it's a drive-in deal where we've sold over 100 tickets, and you come in, you do a drive-in, full stage, band, everything. There's going to be special guests that we weren't allowed to say because they didn't know if this would be successful. You know Rob Hoffman. He gets a little crazy. But a couple guests, and they played, I think it was your 25th anniversary. Was it your 25th anniversary that they played?
20th.
Or 30th.
No, it's 20th.
20th. Yes, 20th. 20th. So they're a proven multi-platinum selling part of a multi-platinum selling band. It's going to be great. It is May 22nd in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And the headlining band is Generation 3, who the drummer happens to be my son, Alex.
Ooh.
Who's right with me right now.
Well, tell Alex I said hello.
Yeah.
Talented, very talented musician, and sounds to me like it'll be a great night. How do you get tickets?
You get tickets to go to musicdrivesus.org. It's $10 a car.
Okay.
So it's super, super reasonable.
All right, Ernie.
Drums the hottest instrument to play, from what I hear. Because you got to
Why don't you ask Ernie? Didn't you want to learn to play the guitar? Ernie could probably teach you to play the guitar.
Electric guitar. That's always been a dream of mine.
Can you teach Wiggy to play the guitar?
Absolutely, but let me tell you, it's difficult. You know, you got these guys up there playing, and they look like it's effortless. It's just so difficult.
All right, Ernie, we're looking forward to the event. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for sharing the important information that there is. Nothing suspicious going on with Courtney Cox.
Nothing.
Thank you very much. There's Ernie Bach. You satisfied with that?
Sure.
I mean, now you got the Twitch chat all worked up because they're saying Ernie is essentially buying his candidate when it comes to Courtney Cox. Mm.
Boy, that's an interesting way to look at it. I hadn't thought of that.
Listen, this will be settled in the near future.
Tell you something. You're suspect.
This will be settled
when this is over
in the near future.
I really think that we have a series that we could do on the website where Wiggy does X. So Wiggy goes hunting. Wiggy learns the drums.
Yes.
Wiggy speaks English. Like
I do speak English.
I mean, it'd be
the
like
King's language.
It'd be like that show, Dirtiest Jobs, or whatever it was.
Undercover Wiggy.
Mm. Only we will do that, but you have to agree to work the trash truck for one day. You still owe you still owe trash people everywhere the obligation of doing one day on the trash truck in South Boston.
That is so pompous of you and your white privilege that you think that I can do their job just jumping out willy-nilly. They are professionals. I'm an amateur. I don't want to do their job because they want to do it right.
So it would be Wiggy goes hunting with Matt Light.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wiggy learns to play the drums with Tommy Lee.
Right.
And I told you, the drums, from what I hear, it's the hardest instrument to learn because you got to have some type of rhythm.
We have a hidden camera as Wiggy brings his pit bull to dinner.
Don't you have to have rhythm to play any instrument?
I don't know. That's why I said I don't play any instruments, but I guess, you know, when you're beating the drums, right, you can... You can always tell somebody who's on the drums and they're like...
I mean, honestly, it's like, to me, it's like the debate about which championship in which sport is the hardest to win. Like, that debate comes up all the time.
Football. Football's one and done. I always think that when it's a 7-game series, that is always going to be a little bit easier to win. Because...
I don't know. I feel like with the Stanley Cup final, you have to get through multiple teams.
16-W, baby. 16 wins versus 3?
Yeah, I understand when you look at it like that, but it's one and done. So
think about how many times the Patriots got a bye,
mm-hmm.
and they had to win 3 games.
Right.
Right. And usually the first game was a joke.
Right.
A terrible indie team or something.
But think about, you see teams coming back from being down 3-0 all the time.
What are you talking about? All the time?
Yeah, you see it all the time. The Flyers did it, I don't know how long ago that was.
Against the Bruins.
We always saw the Red Sox come back from, were they down? Were they down 3-0, 3-1 in that series?
In 2004?
Yeah, well, you see it happen in sports.
What is all the time means all the time? This is something we're talking about where it's happened once in baseball history.
I bet you see it probably once every other year in all the series sports.
Not at all.
What's the last team to come back from down 3-0?
In baseball, the Red Sox in 2004.
That can't be. It's got to be.
And guess what? Leading into 2004, nobody had ever done it.
I'm talking about all the sports.
Well, did the Bees come back against Toronto, Ken?
You mean 3-0 in a game. 3-0 in the third period of the game, not in the series.
No. In that series, were they down?
No. 3-1 against the Maple Leafs.
3-1. 3-1's even, you know, that you see that happen. Football, I just
think, we're talking 3-0.
But football football is just one and done. You got to put your best game out there, cuz if not, that's it, you're going home. You can always in a series, you can have 2 bad games and still win the series. You can't do that in football. You can't have a bad game in football in the postseason and think you're going to get to a Super Bowl. Just doesn't happen. That's why, to me, I think it's the hardest thing to do.
By the way, French horn, hardest instrument to learn, according to a texter.
I don't know which
one.
It's
the French horn.
I don't know which one that is.
It's the French horn. Hardest one to learn. This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Tim?
Hey, so I just wanted to go back to the enforcer there, Miss. Not the you guys saying the Bruins, except for Frederick, don't really have an enforcer. I think Kevin Miller is.
Kevin Miller,
beast.
Yeah, he is. You're right about that.
I mean, I would put him up against anybody in the NHL. I think he could absolutely annihilate Wilson in a fight.
Where do you stand on Wilson and the atrocity, the most recent atrocity?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll
watch
tell
it.
You, if he just has a history of it, and I think he should be gone for the season. All right, maybe even banned for life. But and I'm a hockey guy. I mean, Wiggy, you'll remember you talked about me on the Selga show when we played against each other at Hockey Town.
Mm-hmm.
I played up at UMaine on a club team back in the day, back in the '80s, and. Wiggy took some liberties with my goalie, and I shoved him down. And you know, we're skating up the ice. And Wiggy kind of thought twice about it because I was known to throw. You know, so Wiggy, remember that?
No,
I do remember that.
Do you know David?
Yeah.
Do you know David, the professional athlete who calls the show all the time?
Is that DJ Dave? Or?
No, that ain't DJ Dave. I'm not a very good fighter on the ice. I prefer to be on the ground.
Wiggy,
team 3-0, Houston Astros, 2020.
No, they weren't down 3-0.
That's what it says here. Last team to come back from being down 3-0.
Okay, I have the list in front of me.
So don't I.
so do I.
Yep. I love when you two fight over the most ridiculous
so
things.
So there's been four in the history of the NHL.
The most recent example of Houston Astros of Major League Baseball in 2020 in the American League Championship Series.
Yeah, but they lost that series.
Right.
Well, they came back from being down 3-0.
They forced a game 7.
What are you doing?
That's Wikipedia.
Okay, I have it in front of me, Wiggy.
No, that's Wikipedia.
It has happened once in Major League Baseball history. Okay. It was the Red Sox in 04. It's happened four times in the Stanley Cup. It has never happened in the NBA.
It's never happened in the NBA.
So
never.
You just said it happens all the time. Yeah, well, it has happened five times in the combined seasons of about 220 seasons.
So yeah. Then what's the hottest sport? I said it's football.
So are you going to say you were wrong or no?
All right, I was wrong on
Thank
that
you.
One.
Okay.
Hey, Wiggy, get with it, man. The Wiggy Mental Workout is brought to you by Precision Fitness Equipment. Check out their spring floor model sales event right now at precisionfitnessequipment.com.
So what's the hottest sport then?
It's NHL.
You say
it's the hardest. What do you think it is?
I think that Wiggy dominated arguments before the internet, and since then it's been a really tough time for him.
No, I still dominate arguments.
It's like Mike Francesa. He forgot that people could look up his nonsense.
Well, it's all about having confidence. LB used to say if you have 90% confidence when you say something, people believe it's
That's
true.
That's true.
And you tripled down when Ken and I were like, no, you're like, yeah, it happens all the time.
Well, I thought it was all the time.
Test 1-2, check, 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 1-2. So, on our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow, check.
Baseball's been around for like 140 years. So it's happened once.
So what's the hottest sport?
I don't know. I'm just talking about this.
Well, we're on radio here. Great way to give an opinion on that one.
I think football's the toughest, Wiggy. I'm
okay. Ken?
Oh, it's hockey.
Okay.
Ken thinks the hardest instrument to play is the cymbals. So I would listen to him.
What?
We got to take a break.
What's trending?
You want to get to trending? All right, let's get to Ken and what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Or do we want Coco to do the trending?
Wow, butthurt.
We can all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office. Over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. Can we revisit my lead this morning? This Michael Lombardi sound, excellent insight to what Bill Belichick's mindset is with Mac Jones this upcoming season. Said this on the GM Shuffle podcast.
I think Mac Jones will take a redshirt year. You know, he's going to have to prove it. One thing Belichick is not going to do, he's not going to give anybody a job.
So it's a Cam season. Are you ready for that?
Yes,
full year.
I am ready for that. And I would expect nothing different from Bill Belichick. I mean, he's not a guy who's going to start a rookie. Sorry.
Split opinion among the fan base, at least per our poll this morning, though. 50-50. Do you expect Cam? No. How's it worded, Curtis?
I think it was, did they want Mac Jones or Cam Newton week one, Curtis, right?
Yes. Who do you want to start week one for the Patriots? Mac Jones is taking the lead. 54% say they want Mac week one.
I told you. I told you they would go for Mac Jones.
And that's week one. Lombardi says this is a full season redshirt.
And I believe Lombardi on this one. I don't think you're going to see Mac Jones play at all this year. They were 2-5 last year, and they didn't make the move to put Stidham in there, who had been around for a couple of years. So now,
but what if he, what if he shows up in camp and just absolutely outplays Cam Newton? Bill change his mind?
He would have to really, really outplay him. Like, Cam would have to fall on his face, and Mac Jones would have to play, play it, like, at a worldly level for Bill to go, all right, we're 0-3 on the season. Should we play Mac Jones? Because 2-5, you think, oh, that's a good time to put another kid in, but he didn't do it last year.
He didn't do it last year with Stidham, yeah.
Meanwhile, they'll be pressing on without their director of football research, Ernie Adams, officially retiring via a statement from Mike Reese yesterday. He was the first to have that out from at the age of 68. Patriots picking up the fifth-year option on Isaiah Wynn. He guarantees his 2022 salary, $10 million plus. And Ian Rappaport was the first in to say they're not going to get Sony Michel's option, though. Did not pick that up, $4.5 million. They are going to leave this as his final year. Red Sox back to it tonight. Three-game series against Detroit, 7-10 first pitch and a 6-10 pregame across the Shaws. And Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Matt Barnes, AL reliever for April. Jason Tatum, player of the week. And seems to be good news on Jaylen Brown. Nothing official yet, though. We think he avoided serious injury. The big trend, of course, the Bruins clinched last night, though. Greg, you're happy about that. 3-0
yes.
Shutout of the Devils. And they're in. Who knows? Could face Tom Wilson's Capitals next week.
Without Tom Wilson.
Without Tom Wilson, maybe. to see what the NHL rules on this vicious hit.
Yeah, I definitely think he's getting suspended for the playoffs after
for the whole playoffs.
I don't know about the whole playoffs, but definitely a significant amount of time, right?
I think I'd like to see them play the Capitals in that first round. That team is, they're having some internal issues, too. Didn't they have some locker room thing with a couple guys that had to be disciplined?
Washington?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they have some issues going on. I think that's a team that that they would stand a good chance of beating.
That wasn't the COVID polka night, the Russian polka night, was it?
Yes, it was.
Was it? Okay.
Yes. Yes. All right. I'm going to give away the Red Sox tickets right now.
Let's do it.
So if you are, and we'll have Spaz's call screening, so we'll have him wait a little while. So there is equal opportunity for those who are streaming the program at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you can download in seconds, and then you can listen to us wherever you are. Don't have to worry about whether you can hear the show on the radio or not. So be caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937, and you will score tickets to see the Red Sox and the Tigers on Thursday night at Fenway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
He'll never be a starting quarterback in this league again. Remember you were hearing that?
Yeah.
He'll never be the starter. Well, the dude just drafted a quarterback and said,
Cam Newton's our starter.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
That's a first-round pick you used, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. Because that's not build. Certain coaches don't care that you were drafted in the first round. He runs the organization, even though he's not the owner. He don't give a damn. It ain't his money. Where a lot of coaches and front office people, I draft a guy in the first round, I'm putting him out there regardless. That doesn't work with him. You earn your spot. He knows Mac Jones is not better than Cam Newton.
Keyshawn with a second on Cam Newton being your starter next season, all season.
Yeah.
For the New England Patriots.
I agree with him on that one.
And Wiggy has come around a little bit. During the break to me, he said that Cam Newton needs to be done with excuses.
Oh, yeah, this is it. I mean, there's no excuse this year. And I think he realizes that.
You'll find one.
No, there's not. I don't think there's any. You got talent around you. You've been in the system. You're going to have plenty of time in the system leading up to training camp. Training camp looks like it's going to be normal. You know, you're going to be able to go out there and practice the amount of time that, you know, you're allowed to practice in today's game. But, yeah, there should be no excuse for Cam Newton at all.
What about long COVID?
Nah.
Long haul COVID, as Governor Cuomo called it earlier this morning during Dumbest of the Day.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking he's, you know, fine with that. Maybe he might be smelling a little bit exhaust.
So this is it
on him.
This
is it.
Okay.
The first 3-4 games of the season, you know, is going to tell us the direction that he's headed in.
He's going to have agoraphobia, which wasn't around last year because of no fans.
What about new personnel? What about he's got to learn the new receivers.
Nope.
Yep. Tight ends, new guys.
Nope, because he's now going to be able to, like you said, he's going to have those guys over for dinner or whatever it is. you know, Friday night cocktails and say, hey, let's get to know each other.
It's going to take me a little while when it comes to some of these new receivers.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them. Unlike Aguilar.
It's going to take me a while when it comes to Aguilar.
No, he going to – hey, listen, and he's already been out there, Patriots West Coast. They've been throwing the ball around. He's got – and he's got legitimate talent.
The guys, by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new – I was like, hold on.
Guys can actually get open. Yeah. He's got receivers and tight ends that can get open. They'll be able to run the football. They'll be able to do a lot of defensively. The defense will be able to create turnovers, give them short fields. This is going to be a really, really good football team.
What? I mean, are there? Can you give me concrete examples of Bill starting a rookie anyway?
Yeah, he started the kid Owenu. Owenu played. Didn't he start most of the season this year? The offensive lineman. He was a rookie. I mean, Bill has done it in the past. It's obviously a little bit – it's hotter at the quarterback position, and we've never seen that because Brady is obviously – but then again, he really started Brady in 2001. He was technically still a rookie. He hadn't played, and he chose to go with Brady over Bledsoe. So he's done it before.
I think that Wiggy's been great here because now we have it on the record. No waffling. If he's not playing well, it's no excuses. He should be better.
That's it.
I think the thing that's bothered me the most in the week, this week that has followed the draft, has been the media's creation of a story that doesn't exist without any sourcing whatsoever. We had Bill Belichick drafting Mac Jones. That night, it was, I would say, 90% of Patriots fans, at least, loved the pick. Almost 100% of Patriots fans love the offseason. And since pundits can't rip Belichick for either of those two things, they have invented the situation where Robert Kraft forced Bill Belichick to draft Mac Jones.
Right.
So it just so happens that Bill Belichick drafted a guy who played, won a national championship with Bill Belichick's best friend in football as his head coach. That's just a coincidence. It's a coincidence that he has a similar work ethic, a similar build, and a similar scouting report as Tom Brady. I really believe that today at 5 o'clock, Ben Volen has a deadline. Either report this as fact with sources or shut up about it, because it's totally irresponsible. And I love ripping Belichick. I wish I could. But this has been the worst 3-day stretch of Boston sports media I've ever seen or heard.
I think it was clear in the first couple rounds he had to take a quarterback.
It was clear to everybody, Ben.
Has he continued to report it? I mean, Ken, you said, never mind whispering it to you guys, but has he continued to report it as fact?
Well, he sort of. I mean, he went on Damon Amendola's show on CBS on the national side of it and said pretty much the same things that he told, you know, Curtis and I on Saturday. He's not saying 100% first round, but basically the Kraft was mandating a quarterback in the top couple rounds. And it wouldn't surprise him if he pushed him down this road. But Karen Garigian said, flat out, Belichick would have preferred Jimmy G.
But that's the least newsworthy story of all. Like, we all believe that Bill Belichick loves Jimmy G. How is that earth-shattering news?
But no, it just says Mac Jones was not his priority, so he wouldn't have been broken up if Mac went earlier.
Bill Belichick.
I think people have a lack of understanding when it comes to the relationship between those two guys. I think they have a great working relationship.
But
to think that Robert Kraft needs to heavy-handedly tell Bill Belichick what he's going to do with his first-round pick is ridiculous.
Yeah, especially after the whole Brady situation. Like, the fact that we're even discussing this as, you know, people reporting this, it just makes no sense to me because of the whole Brady situation. But then you even fast-forward it, right? And you're saying, Kraft saying, we need to take a quarterback. So now Bill Belichick, the guy that's run this ship for 20 years, has got to the position where he is drafting a guy that he doesn't want? So we're supposed to believe that?
No way.
We're supposed to believe Bill Belichick is, and Keyshawn's right. There are some coaches, and I've been a part of it, that, hey, we drafted this guy in the first round, he's playing. Bill don't operate that way. We've seen Bill over 20 years, and now Volen and Garigian and these people want us to believe,
Ken,
that Bill Belichick drafted a guy that he didn't want.
And Wiggy,
they wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, right, again, for the win now.
Take it a step further, Wiggy. They're not even just saying that. Mm-hmm. They're saying, Ken specifically and Volen off the air, that when they drafted Mac Jones, there didn't appear to be a collaborative process at the Patriots draft room.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the scouts recreate it to create a Twitter video to send out to the masses.
Well, that's what it looked like to me.
It did not look like that. Stop. It did not look anything like that.
The day after the first round of the draft, Greg, you said it was surprising there was only three people in the draft room.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Patricia, and I think we thought it was one of the Krafts, but it turned out to be Burge. And then, mysteriously, later in the day, by the end of our show, there's this whole collaborative video released from Patriots.com. Bill checking in on how everybody liked the pick.
So you think that morning they heard Greg saying there was too few people in there, so they all hurried back to Foxborough.
I think Greg texted them and say, hey, this is a bad look, guys. Get a video up.
It was Robert Kraft on the grassy knoll who made the draft decision. Give me a break.
Do you really think that, Ken?
I think it's possible.
I know everything's possible. I think it happened.
Judging based on what I know now, the Patriots have been so PR conscious this year, it's incredible. They're going,
and like I said yesterday, in Ken's mind, it's like the moon landing where they're faking it on a soundstage. You idiot.
I mean,
so the memo was sent from Kraft's office to all the, you know, the coaches, the scouts. Hey, we're taking a quarterback.
No, it's no memo. He calls up and demands that Bill do this. And Bill goes, yes, sir.
Right.
Even though I'm right back to Foxborough, donuts on me.
Just please allow me to keep my job. I really need the paycheck.
Right. Even though I don't want this guy, I'm going to draft him.
Right. Sam's our quarterback.
Great point, Wiggy. That is the best point of the day. So he went back to recreate a scene where he's forced to draft a guy he didn't want again.
Yes, because he wants it on the record that it's Kraft's guy.
Where is it on the record that that's the case?
Because Kraft is meddling. He's
where
got his
is it
staff
on the record that that's the case?
It's obvious to everybody who watches the video that it's
fake.
You
just said you wanted it on the record. Yeah. Where's the record?
The record is it's so fake that everybody can see it. That Kraft is forcing my hand here. It's a cry for help from Bill.
And we heard
what? See, what I don't understand when it comes to Karen is Jimmy Garoppolo could have been Bill's first choice, but he was unwilling to give up what it took to do that deal.
Right.
So then Mac Jones became his first choice.
Boy, he sounded giddy after taking him.
Right.
Bill sounded very excited.
He sounded giddy after Brady won the AFC Championship with a fracture in his hand. Like,
Cam's our quarterback.
I mean, what does that prove? Belichick's never been giddy in his life.
Certainly was last year with Cam.
It just makes no sense that we're even going down this road of Bill now. So now Bill has no power when it comes to drafting, not only drafting, but drafting the first pick that the Patriots have, which is the 15th overall pick in the draft. So Bill had no say in that matter. Kraft's coming in and saying, all right, we're taking Mac Jones. Bill's like, I don't like this player. Don't matter what you like, Bill. We're taking him.
You paid it too far the other way. I think Bill said, if he's there at 15, I'll take him.
Okay.
But I don't love him. I would prefer Jimmy G.
You don't think that if he wanted Fields, he would have moved up?
No. Well, I mean, Lombardi said he didn't like Fields. So you're saying if he had liked Fields.
Yeah, so now you're saying Belichick wanted to draft him at 15. Which one is it?
No, I think he agreed with Kraft and said, okay, if you want this, I'll do it for you.
So nobody forced anyone's hand?
I think it was a push.
What?
Like he came in and demanded it. Ken, I mean, that's the way you guys portray it. I'm not all over the place.
The
I've been consistent
this
on that. And that's what Volen's
saying. So, Ken, here's what I would say to you and Volen. Does Bill walk into Kraft's office and go, okay, here's what I'm thinking with the 15th overall pick. I'm thinking about a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And possibly, you know, I like Mac Jones. I like Justin Fields. I don't want to trade up to get one of those guys, Robert. But if one of them are there at 15, I'd be willing to take that quarterback. And I also like defensive player X and, you know, wide receiver, you know, C, whoever the hell that is. And then Robert goes, nope, you're going with Mac Jones. Or you're going with a quarterback there. Is that what he's saying?
Is it plausible that he said, Bill, I'd really prefer we took the quarterback for the long-term future and interest in the franchise. Let's take a chance on the quarterback. Can you do that for me?
You don't think Bill has any interest in finding a quarterback for the long-term
Greg.
He wants to win now, and he wants to win in the future.
Yeah, but the priority is winning now, and Garoppolo's better for that. He would have preferred that.
Negligibly.
He obviously signed off on it.
Is he negligibly better for that than Cam Newton?
than Cam? I mean, I think so. Wiggy doesn't. I mean, yes.
So, okay. So he'd prefer Garoppolo. So Kraft wasn't in on Garoppolo.
I don't think so. I think Kraft knew that a new, fresh start quarterback, the next Brady, is too good to pass up.
This is the opposite for your argument, Ken, because Jimmy G would be ready-made to sell everywhere. The Patriots are
Kraft's,
back.
Kraft's nervous about that.
So Kraft,
so he's more confident about Mac Jones, who he's never seen play,
listen
than
to me,
Jimmy
Curtis,
G.
Who do you think Kraft feels the fans wanted more? A fresh start quarterback or Jimmy G, who everybody
Jimmy
says
G.
is Jimmy Glass? Not, it's not true. No, I liked him, but
you are off your rocker. No, can you still say that to people?
No, you know why?
You think they went and recreated a draft room scene for a video?
I wouldn't put that past them. They had Nike the dog up there making the seventh round pick. I mean, the franchise has totally gone a different direction.
All right, we have a poll question. It's my favorite poll I've ever done.
Yes, and I know exactly when you're going to go because it was draft a quarterback, Jimmy G or some other Scribini, Fitzpatrick.
I will look that up. That is a good point. I just created a new one to mock Ken. Do you agree with Ken Laird that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft taped a second video of them drafting Mac Jones to make it appear like the war room was more of a collaborative process?
Ooh, 30% yes right now.
Also, can you ask whether that was really Ernie Adams or whether that was Chris Cooper playing Ernie Adams
wow.
in that video?
Good point.
But
is this Ken?
But Curtis, you put up a draft, not a draft, but a poll where you asked, would you rather Jimmy G, Cam Newton, or draft the young guy with that 15th overall pick? And in that poll, I believe Jimmy G won pretty handily, right?
Yeah, 82% for Jimmy G. And I believe that show, we can go back and get the tape. Ken was arguing for Jimmy G that day, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I wanted Jimmy G.
So now we're to believe that Bill was in on Jimmy G, but Kraft wasn't.
Right.
So right. Bill went to Rob and go, hey.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to bring Jimmy Garoppolo back.
Yeah, I'd like to trade a second round.
Robert Kraft said, absolutely no way over no. my dead body.
Over my dead
it's
body.
Gonna be
again,
Mac, it's going to be Mac Jones.
Right.
You paint it the extreme way. That's I'm sure there was a discussion. But who would Kraft rather have? He'd rather have what the fans wanted, a new quarterback, first-round quarterback. Wiggy, you were screaming for months that they have to take a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, I was.
Kraft, listen to you.
So what do you think Belichick thinks he needs?
Belichick wants to win games now.
Right.
With an experienced QB. As Lombardi said, he's not putting in Mac Jones. He's not doing that.
So conspiracy theory, Kraft says, get your ass down to Alabama and look at Mac Jones.
Right. Ooh,
and Bill goes, Kraft thinks he's slick. I'm going to get down there. I'm looking at Christian Barmore. Right. That's who I'm really looking at. Right. He thinks he's going to force me to draft Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the day, Kraft comes in and goes,
yep. Draft Mac Jones. Here's Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How
what's
you doing?
Up? What's going on?
Ken's on point. Ken, I got you.
Thank
Ken,
you,
you're right
friend.
On point. So, so 100% accurate because there's no, for one, like Jimmy G, like he's just a wet blanket. He's not excited. He's just a wet blanket. He's boring. He's whatever. The fans like are salivating over a new Tom Brady, right? You get this like, you know, a little bit chubby white guy coming in that's got all the, oh my God, the future Brady. Fans will eat that up, right? And he drops to 15. Bill is like, Bill doesn't want him. Bill, if he really wanted Mac Jones, he's the guy, he'd jump up. You jump up. You make the leap. That's it. Because if you're okay with him being picked by another team, you don't really want him. That's the way I view it. If you really want him, you jump up. Right, like
but when you feel that way about
not if your strategy is always to pick the best player that is available. Where you are picking, and that's been the man's strategy for decades.
But I agree that it still doesn't mean that he wanted him. But yeah, he's the best player. I think what it is Rob's like, could you please pick a quarterback? And Bill's out there like, fine, okay, this guy dropped, it makes sense, I'll take him, whatever.
Charlie,
I don't want him, but I'll take him.
Charlie, do you think that Bill Belichick wanted Kyle Duggar last year?
No idea.
Okay, he says he did. So why did he wait till the 40th pick in the draft? Why didn't he trade into the first round or move up? Why would anybody wait to draft anyone if that's the logic?
Makes sense. But I still think that Cam is a better option than Garoppolo, too. Cam's going to light it up this year, too, by the way.
Why would you jump up and down when you got Mac Jones where you wanted to get him?
Right. And if Kraft really wanted Mac Jones that bad, Why wouldn't Kraft say, Bill, move up to number 11
right.
and take Mac Jones?
Make sure you get him.
Just in case somebody, because there were reports out there that the Vikings were thinking about taking a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And the Saints were trying to get up. That's the newest report.
Right. So if you're Robert Kraft and you are really the one pulling the strings, wouldn't you say, Bill, move up. We got a relationship with the Giants and draft Mac Jones at number 11.
Bill was probably praying that somebody did that.
And Ken, they just sent out another video of the war room, and Belichick is being demolished by Silly String. It's unbelievable.
You can make your jokes, but 18% of the poll respondents agree with me.
You can make your jokes, but the Laird man is spot on this one.
The video is problematic for your argument.
A fifth of the audience agrees with me, so it's not crazy.
Okay, so 80% thinks you're a moron.
So, Ken, do you think that the initial conversation, you know, before the draft, going into the draft between Kraft and Belichick was they both agreed they needed a quarterback?
Yeah. And I think Bill would have taken one later. He would have taken the Stanford kid or whatever in round three.
Right.
Because they wanted a project. They need somebody to build up for the future.
Like a weekend thing.
He agrees with that.
But here's my point. If they both agree that they need a quarterback at 15, do you believe they both sat down there and agreed, hey, we need a quarterback at 15?
Oh, I think Bill had to be convinced. Bill would have taken an edge rusher, or he would have taken Zaven Collins. This is Belichick we're
talking
about.
So he reluctantly took Mac Jones.
Yes. Because the owner told him what to do.
So
for the first time ever, and he did it.
And that's why Cam is going to play all year.
What? Belichick is – would you guys all agree – that was the most important draft pick for this organization in 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wasn't Bill excited about it?
So now we're basing it off of Bill's excitement.
What has he ever been excited about?
Cam Newton last year. Couldn't stop talking about the guy.
The most important,
and Subway sandwiches.
The most important draft pick in 20 years, and Bill Belichick is willingly not being a part of it. That is the dumbest thing in the history.
He doesn't value the quarterback position. Memo to you guys. So to him, it's not the most important decision in the last 50 years.
And this is all based off of body language.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, think about how maddening that is. We are basing that Bill wasn't on board drafting Mac Jones because his body language after the pick.
Body language in a faked video that they went back and did afterwards.
Oh, they have another one out. Bill's topless.
Madness.
Does he look better topless than I do in this Southside Tavern shirt today?
I saw Greg getting changed this morning. He looks great. You got a nice sweater underneath that.
By the way, quick plug for Southside Tavern in Braintree. Matt is the GM down there, and they donated $100 to the Greg Hill Foundation. So I would wear this shirt today proudly on the Twitch feed. So thank you.
You keep pulling it when you show it.
Well, I'm trying to make it look better. Does it look worse when
it looks.
It?
We'll tie around the arms.
We got a little fundraiser going on with the Greg Hill Foundation called Dress Greg. You pay $100 or more, and I will wear your shirt on Twitch. We got to take a break. We're going to talk to Lou Merlone coming up. I want to congratulate the winner of the Red Sox tickets. Courtney Cox from South Boston won herself a pair of Red Sox tickets. So more tickets to give away tomorrow. What?
I have a great idea for the foundation. $100 to dress you, $200 to shut up Ken.
That's great. No, you can pick the gag that Ken has to wear during the rest of the show.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.